So, Duane, we're finally nearing the end of the hiring process. We've interviewed almost a dozen candidates to join our marketing team here, and we're at the point that we need to narrow it down to our favorite candidate and offer them the job. What are your thoughts?
Wow, what a big decision. It feels like too much pressure. I think it's going to be nearly impossible to find a new employee that can fit right in and be a natural part of the team right away.
That's a pretty negative attitude. I have to believe that we can find a good person that, with just a little bit of training, will fit in with us and be a very beneficial team member. And to me, that person is definitely Mark.
Mark?
Yeah, Mark. The guy who came in on Tuesday for his interview.
No, I remember who Mark is. I'm just surprised that you would pick him.
Why do you say that? I thought he'd be perfect for the job.
I agree with you, actually. But I thought you'd want to go for somebody with a bit more excitement and a bigger personality. You are so outgoing and energetic at work, so I thought that you would choose somebody who was more similar to you. That way, the new person will be able to fit in with everyone a lot easier. Like Patrick, for example, the guy we interviewed this morning. He was impossible not to like.
Yeah, I agree. I'd actually say that Mark and Patrick were my top two choices for the position.
Same for me, actually. They both seem like they have a lot of potential, but they're both so different. Why were you leaning towards Mark over Patrick, though?
Patrick was awesome. He's somebody that instantly made me feel like we could work really well together and even become good friends. But that's not what I'm really looking for in a candidate.
True. Just because he's friendly and outgoing doesn't mean he'd be good at the job. His resume was pretty empty. It doesn't look like he's had a lot of relevant experience in marketing. Mark, on the other hand, has worked in marketing for almost 20 years.
That's exactly what I was thinking. It's definitely important that we find somebody that we connect with and can fit in well here. The two of us and the other five team members have been working together for years. We need somebody who can come into that intimidating atmosphere and still have a voice. That being said, even if Patrick has a voice, I'm not sure he would have a whole lot to say. He's still new to the field. He doesn't know anything about marketing yet. We need somebody who would take less training, and that means Mark.
As much as I hate to miss out on working with a cool guy like Patrick, I agree. Mark is clearly a quieter, more reserved person who doesn't seem like he'll be very outgoing with his colleagues. But he knows what he's doing when it comes to the job. He's worked on marketing and advertising some of the country's biggest products. There's nothing that can make up for a valuable professional experience like that.
True. Mark will fit in well with our department because he already has the skills necessary to immediately earn everyone's respect. From his work history, people know they can trust him to get the job done and do it well. That's what will make people accept him, not his personality. A good personality can only take a person so far. Our clients are too big for us to add someone with no experience onto the project right now. It's a pretty risky move. Sure, in a couple of years, I'd bet that Patrick would be a perfect candidate for us. I just don't want to take on the extra work and risk hiring him right now, before he has proven himself in the field. He needs time to make mistakes and learn from them.
And we don't really have that time to give him right now. We have such a big project coming up that we don't have time to train a new person like Patrick. We need somebody who can jump right in and be a valuable asset without needing too much attention and extra help to get comfortable. Patrick might have a big personality and passion, but I think Mark's passion is less obvious, but shows up in the way he seems to be such a hard worker. I say we offer him the job.
Let's do it. I hope he accepts. I'll call him right now.
Great. Let's try to get him in here to sign a contract as soon as possible so we can get him started on the project team by next week.
I'll let him know. I can't wait to see what he has to offer.